inside. I'm not even putting a lot of effort.
That's it. Everyone.
What was your advice?
To come. So, Bezat Hashem, we're dedicating the class, Le'ilui Neshama of Rafael Ben Yaakov, and also, Le'avdil, Le'menuchat HaNefesh, for the, I'm going to rest in peace, the full soul of David Suarez Ben Clara Ruiza, and also Le'avdil, for the success in Shalom Bayit. And to give them powers to the success of Ariel Ben Clara Ruiza. And Rabbi Isai, you remember that they told you two stories. One story I told you about I told you that Rabbi Aaron Stern, the son of Rabbi David Chaim Stern, he told me once that there was a nigun, a song, that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, he liked that song very much. This is the song that people are singing to the Chatan in the Shabbos before of the wedding. And we sang that song together here in the Shabbos in the Yeshiva. And in a different occasion I told you that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz told Rav Aaron, that story, same Rav Aaron, that story, that once they were with Baal HaSulam in the days of the Holocaust here, after the Holocaust in Eretz Israel, and there is a very famous story on Baal HaSulam that they were praying a lot that the Holocaust is going to stop and finish, and he tried to do whatever he could, and he saw that they're not working it out, it's not finishing, and they saw that the Germans, damn Germans, start to come to the border of Eretz Israel, to Egypt, and all of that story. And he said, so I'm going to have to write an explanation on the Zohar Kadosh. There is no choice. And when he finished, he completed the first part, the first volume on the Zohar Kadosh, then the war stopped. In that day that he finished to make the first part, that was the day that the German started to back off the in Egypt with all of the story with the British in general that happened over there. So, but after that, Baal HaSulam finished that Chibur on all of the Zohar Kadosh, so he went to make a siyum on the Zohar Kadosh, our celebration, Chagigat Seudah, in Meron, in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And over there he said, and I told you that story also, that he said to the students, sing me a song with no words. So one of the students, when Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz was there, one of the students was brave enough to ask him, why, Rav, you're asking us to sing a song with no words? So the Baal HaSulam answered to him, because I don't have words to thank Hashem on the merit that he gave me to complete the Chibur explanation of the Zohar Kadosh. And they sang a song. And I didn't know which song was that. And yesterday night I made it Bodedut in the tune of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz at night, a few hours, Baruch Hashem. And while I was doing it Bodedut, I remembered that story that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz said on the song of the Baal HaSulam, and I didn't know which song is it. And I sent the text to Rabbi Aaron Stern. If he can send me a text, I couldn't talk. I was in Itbodedut. Send him a text if he can answer to me, but he wasn't available. Maybe because it was 1:30 at night. Maybe. Usually he's awake, but maybe because of that he didn't answer. And he didn't answer. But I remembered after that I sent him the text while I was on the tzion of Rav Leibovich that it's that Rav Aaron said that Rav Yehuda Leibovich, he loved that song very much, that song of the Chatan in the day of his wedding, the first story that I told you. You remember that song? For certain reason it's hard for me to remember now. But this morning Rav Aaron sent me a text that this is the song that the Baal HaSulam was singing, asking his students to sing in the Siyum of the Zohar Kadosh. It's crazy. From that you should believe in yourselves, that everyone is able to communicate with divine righteous people like that, that they're going to talk to him from inside. I was thinking about that song, I didn't know. It's not that I didn't remember, I didn't know which song is it. And then I remember that Rav Leibovich liked a certain song. And I decided to sing that song after I asked his helper. And from heaven they answered me. And they put it in my heart. And I'm not different than you. In nothing. We're all the same. And everyone can have those miracles in his life. And it's higher than all of the miracles that I told you until today. This is, what else can you say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removing the curtains. This is it. There were curtains. There was Hastarat Panim. There is no longer Hastarat Panim. This is it. Finish. That story is dead. The Hastarat Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were easy questions on Hashem. It's history. It's a story that belongs to the past of Am Yisrael. This is it. From the moment that Rabbeinu revealed that issue that caused it to be dude, that you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no more curtains, this is it. And there is Kabbalah, I heard it today, this morning, like I told you, that Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivanti, that I told you that I believe in that. There is Kabbalah between Anshei Shlomenu, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said that, in Shiur, in front of hundreds of students, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said that we have Kabbalah in between Anshei Shlomenu, that every generation is receiving twice as many than the old generation. So if now in this generation we have Rav Berland, we have Rav Shalom, we have Moharosh, we have huge righteous people, that they are Chassid of Breslev, and we know what they have, that we cannot understand what they have, the next generation is going to receive twice as many. We have to believe in ourselves in that. We have to believe in ourselves in that. And it can be every one of us. The ones that are going to go with the face forward to the purpose, they're going to be the ones that are going to achieve it. The ones that are going to be like Nachshon Ben Aminadav, that is not looking to the sides, and he's going into the water, into the depths, and he's not afraid. He's not afraid. Why is not afraid? Because there is Hashem. There is Hashem. There is no fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear from nothing. No fear. Nothing is exist. Nothing is exist. Everyone, be strong. Be strong. Rabbeinu gonna finish. Mashiach gonna come. The salvation, the geulah, it's all gonna come. The question is if we're gonna have the Mary to be inside of it, and how much we're gonna have. What's gonna be our part? What's gonna be your part? What's gonna be your part? Each and every one of us. Rabbeinu already gave us all of the tools to succeed. Gave us all of the powers to succeed. The righteous people gave us a green light. You can always say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Rav Shalom Arush, send me, don't stop me. You can always say to Hashem, it's a nice prayer, like Rav Shalom said, it's a tefillah yafa. Bono shel olam, Rav Shalom send me, don't stop me, don't stop me from doing huge things. And if you're not brave enough, so work on that, work on your courage, work on your attributes, on your fears, on your anxieties, on the fact that you're afraid. The reason you're afraid, Rashi is explaining, Adam is a person is afraid from avonot shebeyado, from sins that he's got in his hand. On that it's written, kol hamezaket arabim en chet ba'al yado. What it means, kol hamezaket arabim, everyone that helps others, en chet ba'al yado. No sin comes through his hands. What it means, that he will not gonna sin. This is the pshat. Another pshat, en chet ba'al yado, that even if he's sinning, because a ba'al tshuva like us can be also mezake arabim, and he can still sin, he can still fall, but the sin is not coming on his hand. What it means, it's not damaging his faith. He knows that it's Hashem Yitbarach that failed him. He will not going to fall from that failure, from that lacking, from that sin. He will going to realize that it's Hashem Yitbarach humiliating me, helping me to be humble. We need to believe in ourselves. Everyone. We have huge potential. Everyone. Have to be crazy to run forward, to save the world, to save people's life. To shock you with stories, you know the stories better than I do. All of your families are over there in the exiles. All of your neighbors, all of your friends over there, and all between all of the non-Jews, between all of the nations over there, with all of the drugs and alcohol and violence in the streets. There are places in the world you cannot walk in the evening. This is it, 7 p.m., locking yourself in the house. This is it. You cannot go out. And we're not talking about small places. Huge places, millions of people live under fear. Why are Jews supposed to live in those places? They're not supposed to. So what we need to do? We need to pray. We need to force Hashem Yitbarach, and this is it. And to hold Hashem Yitbarach and to tell him, this is it. Finish the exile. This is it. This is the power of the Yitbodedut, that you can bring Hashem Yitbarach to your place. That this is the vessel, this is the way to bring back Hashem Yitbarach from the exile back to Eretz Israel. How are we going to do that? We're going to take all of our brothers, all of our sisters, and we're going to make them to come to Eretz Israel to make Aliyah. So you don't know how to do that. You need to scream until Hashem is going to give you the advice in your mind how to do that. And until you're going to know, you're going to keep on screaming. There is nothing else to do. What are you going to do? What now you're going to do? What? You're going to take care of your garden? What? You're going to water your plants? What are you going to do? What's important now to do? Take care of what? What you have in your life that is more important than a sister that is drowning? Than a brother that is drowning? That they're addicted to drugs, to television, to alcohol, to ni'uf, to I don't know what. Brothers of us, real brothers of us. Committing suicides daily. Stories daily are coming. People are killing themselves daily. Using drugs until they're losing all of the powers. Joining cults and twist their minds and losing their... There was that poor person that came to here, we're not going to mention his name, was with us. He had so many questions. He was part of that crazy cult. What's the name? Not to mention?
Just for Jesus.
What?
Just for Jesus.
Just for Jesus. I don't think that comes.
No, Scientology.
This one.
Scientology.
What
you do?
Scientology is cool.
Nonstology.
Both
of them were here. He came here. How many questions he had. And he's asking the guys in the dorms. More questions. Finally I came to him. I told him, you know, today, in the afternoon at 3, I'm free. You and me are going to sit for 2 hours. I'm going to show you that there is Hashem. No more questions. I'm going to prove to you that there is Hashem. You and me, 2 hours in the Beit Midrash. No more questions anymore. Okay? He looked at me and said, yes. You sure you're going to answer to me? Told him, yes. At 3 o'clock, I received a text. I'm sorry. I had to move out from the apartment. I found a better place. Can't handle. He realized that today he's going to see that there is God, that there is Hashem. He saw that. He was afraid. He had to run away. They don't have powers to deal with nothing.
and they're labor, they're working in under labor, under mamash crazy hours. I knew a person that is working in Spain in a certain cult. He's working something like 20 hours a day in fields, in the house. They're cooking, the slaves of that cult. Working and working, and they're not receiving nothing. A bed to sleep, and this is it. And they're eating water, drinking water, eating bread, a little bit vegetables, and this is it. And twisting their minds, and playing with them games, and they become to be slaves, and there are thousands and thousands of people. And they're working, and they're bringing money, collecting money, and they're making wild things in the world. And I don't care, but our brothers. It can be your brother, it can be your grandson, it can be your son, it can be your daughter. And on women, it's even worse. Even though that we have a lot of rachmanut on men, on women it can be even worse. What are they doing to them? Mm-hmm. And who's gonna stand up for them? Who gonna stand up for them? The Hasidim for Mea Shearim? Who? The politikaim? Who gonna help them? Who? The army? Who? Who? Who going to save our brothers and sisters? Who going to be the one? Who going to be the next Rabbi Aaron Kotler to conquer the United States? Who going to be the next one? Who going to be the Chatam Sofer that's going to stand and fight with all of the Epikorsim? Who? Who going to be that one? Who going to be? Nachshon ben Aminadab. Who is Nachshon ben Aminadab? We haven't heard about him. Until he become to be Nachshon ben Aminadab. So it can be you, and 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 it can be a woman, it can be another woman, it can be everyone. Everyone that's gonna decide. It doesn't have to be a Jew. Everyone that's gonna decide that it's gonna be him, it's gonna be him. That he doesn't care about money, that he doesn't care about honor, that he doesn't care. Well, how are we praising the Levim? That they didn't recognize their parents, didn't recognize their brothers. So your brother now is ruined the world. Who is your brother? Who cares that he's your brother? You have to kill him. We don't mean to go and kill him. We mean that we need to stop the plague from Am Yisrael. The huge Rav Noach Weinberg, he made something in the United States that you cannot understand what that he done. He went and they were opening those sessions for Shiduchim groups. And something that against Judaism, you cannot understand how a Haredi person is going to do that. They were renting a coffee shop, a restaurant. They would put 5-6 women, and they were bringing Jewish women, and bringing hundreds of men in that day. And those 5 women would meet all of those men, 10, 15, 20 men a day. And they were writing names, and writing marks for themselves, notes for themselves. After it, the one that she wanted to meet the most, again, they were matching. And they made thousands of weddings like that. And rabbis were fighting, what are you doing? How are you doing something like that? So not modest for a woman to meet so many men in the same day. It's not allowed. But he said, when you have that danger of itbolelut, that those women and men going to marry non-Jews because in their college it's not a problem to find someone that's going to be a non-Jew and to marry, I would risk everything for that. And they made thousands of weddings by that. Et lasot l'Hashem eferu toratecha. Time to do for Hashem, you need to break the rules. How are we going to break the rules? We need to go to the television, we need to go to music, we need to go to theaters, we need to go to paintings, to art, you need to go wherever you need to go to. Wherever! And to scream, Hashem, 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 like our friend Benayahu that is going to Mamila Mall. Every night he's going with his, how you call that, puppet? And he's talking over there with people. And people are looking at that puppet, and he's talking with that puppet. People are looking, this is the rabbi! From him, from that poor puppet, they can receive. From Benayahu, they cannot. And they cannot realize that it's Benayahu. And he's rebuking them and talking and sending them to the field and rebuking them and breaking their bones. And they're receiving, thirsty. Because from Kermit, they can receive. But from a Chassid Breslev, they cannot receive. So you need to wear your puppet and to go and to talk to the people. Poor people. What they have. What they have. A few days ago, he told me there was a scene over there. there was a person came, how do you call that? A vegetable? You call it a gemma plant? That he came, they took him. Doctors were walking with him, took him out from hospital to Mamila. This was his request. He wanted to go to a mall. I don't know, poor guy. They took him over there, and all of the family and cameras were there to film how that he's out from the hospital. And he with his puppet realized what's going on and started to scream at them. And he's calling them, come here, come here. And they're taking, and he started to talk to him. And he's telling him, even though with a puppet, that is so hard for you. You should know there is God in heaven. And this is his private supervision. And the wife is standing and crying. And he's telling her, you can see the supervision of Hashem Yitbarach on you. That puppet. And they're crying and cameras and everything. Only because of the puppet. Haredi would talk like that. He was in prison now. If a Haredi would say that. No, you cannot arrest the puppet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Everyone needs to go with his talents, with his inner point. You have an inner point, you realize what's your inner point, you're not allowed to ask no more questions. If you're going to ask your rabbi is going to stop you. You're not allowed to ask. If you realize already inside what you need to do, this is it. You're with Hashem, this is it, finish. No more questions, no more doubts. Doubts, Amalek. If you realize what Hashem wants from you, no more questions. This is it. You go for it until the end and you don't see nothing. No obstacles. No miniot. Nothing. Nothing. Like Rabbeinu is saying in Torah Kuf Nun Hei. You want to see that it's open in Torah Kuf Nun Hei? This is Torah Kuf Nun Hei. Just that you're going to see. That you're going to see that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. With you. That Rabbeinu is saying that a person achieved by faith, that he believes in himself, to have patience. Means, that he's going to breathe on everything that is confusing him, and every obstacle that he's going to have, going to go through on him, in his prayers, and in his effort, while he's working. That he's going to accept it all, and will not going to fall to no sadness, and won't be lazy by that at all. Just going to stop his spirit, and he will not going to care at all, and going to do what that he needs to do in his Avodat Hashem. This is it. More miracles you want to see? You're going to see. I promise you. You're going to see. If you need more, you're going to see more. Because when a person has confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, he sees miracles. Every moment of his life. Every moment of his life. And to take you out from that foolish to think that I'm something, I can show you my tattoos if you want. You want?
No.
It's nonsense. I am nothing and you are nothing. And also our rabbi, he's nothing. We're sacrificing ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach. We are zero. We are nothing. Hashem wants to reveal himself. Hashem wants to reveal himself. Hashem wants the salvation. Hashem wants the geulah. Hashem loves you. Hashem wants to save you. Hashem wants to save your brothers. Hashem wants to save our sisters. Hashem wants that. The mercifulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing. The mercy of Hashem. Mercy of Hashem. Revealing. Revealing. Light comes down to the world. This is it. Green light. Green light. No more Hester Panim. You want to see miracles? You're going to see miracles. You're going to see miracles eye to eye. If you're going to go with confidence until the last moment, not care. Lo ichpat leklal. Don't care. No money. Broke. So what? So you're not going to sign a lease on an apartment because you don't have money? So where your wife going to live? Because you don't have faith, your wife going to live in the street? No, you're going to stand and you're going to pray and you're going to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until you're going to answer. And if you see that with your tefillot you're not working, so go to work, but it doesn't matter. You're not going to be lazy to sit in Beit Midrash and your wife going to sleep in two bedrooms, don't know what to do with her children, cannot go and find parnasah, doesn't know what to do, how is she going to buy diapers for the children? You want parnasah, you need parnasah, be a man, you're going to have parnasah. Be a man. What it means, be a man? Understand that the parnasah is from Hashem. Be a man. Stand. Hashem, I need parnasah. Hashem, I need money. Hashem, I need to buy diapers. You're going to have it. I told you stories like that. I have thousands of them. How I found money. Thousands of stories like those. And it's not mine. It's yours. If you're going to go to the field and going to scream, here we have a proof. A person had $20,000 debt. He told me, I want to go back to New York to work. I have to pay. It's a rabbi that he owed that money. Someone that helped him. He wanted to pay back. I told him, if you came to ask me, you're not allowed to go back. So he told me, so what am I going to do? I told him, pray every day half an hour on that until you're going to be answered. After 2 weeks, that rabbi called him. Told him what's going on. He told him, Baruch Hashem, I want to pay you back, but I'm working hard in the yeshiva. He told him, I know. I feel your effort. I feel that you're sincere, that you're good, that you're doing good in the yeshiva. I'm mochel, forgive you on all of the debt. I'm mechaven maasrot on all of the debt. 20,000 shekels in dollars in 2 weeks of tefillot. And he wasn't investing all of his powers on that. I saw him when he was investing his powers on something. He can do 6 hours a day if he wants. Everyone can do 6 hours a day if you want. What is 6 hours? Can you count from 12 till 6? This is it. This is it. It's not hard. Every day, what's the problem? Who can say I cannot do that? Who is that liar that can say I cannot do that? Say I'm tired. Say I'm lazy. Say I'm lazy. I accept it. I'm lazy also. I don't have a choice. Hashem chose me that even though that I'm lazy, I'm going to have to do. If you're going to be wise, you're going to do that out of goodwill. You're going to go to the field out of good reasons. And not because Hashem is chasing you. And everyone can succeed big time, big time, big time. You can never imagine what you can receive. And like that I told you on that Mishnayot, thinking Mishnayot. You don't know every advice that Rabbeinu is giving, every advice that you hear in those classes, every advice, if you're going to take that advice and go with it, you don't know what you're going to receive. You can never imagine. You don't believe that Hashem is talking to you, but Hashem is talking to you. Hashem Himself is talking to you. Hashem is talking to you. Hashem is talking to me. Hashem is talking to Am Yisrael. Hashem is with us. This is it. Again and again and again. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. What do you want? That Hashem going to go? Hashem is here. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. Whatever you need. You want a house? Pray on the house. You want to get married? Pray on that. Don't back off. You want to bring all of Am Yisrael to the tshuva? Pray on that. Don't back off. Don't be afraid. Don't be confused. You need shalom bayit. You need healthy children. You want your daughter to be healthy? Pray. Scream. 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 Six. Another six. Another six. What else you can do? To go to Australia? To a certain hospital over there? To Japan? Where are you going to go to? What are you going to do? What other solution you have? Scream to Hashem that you're going to have faith, that you're not going to care about nothing at all. And this is the lie that we have to give to all of the Jews in the world. To everyone. Everyone needs to believe in himself. It belongs to them. It's not ours. It's not yours. Alright, you achieved it. Now it's yours. No. Hashem gave it to you that you're going to hand it to your brothers that are drowning, that are a lot better than you. Check yourself. Look deep inside. Who are you? You know that you're so low. You know that your brothers are amazing and a lot better than you. You know that. Everyone knows. He looks inside. You can see. You see that you're nothing. You see you're pathetic. And you look at your brothers, at your sister. You see amazing people, huge people, strong people, brave people, wise people, beautiful people. And they don't have what it we have. So we have to hand it to them. It's not ours. If we're going to keep it for ourselves, we're going to be liars. We're going to be thieves. It's not allowed. It's not ours to keep. We have to open this light, those doors, those windows to everyone. And not only to the Jews. Am Yisrael, they're a light to the Goyim. Light. We have to be the light to the Goyim. Light, you cannot stop it. We have to be with this nature that no one can stop us. To illuminate to the world. To tell everyone, Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. What do you think is going to be the revenge? HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to revenge. How are we going to revenge? He's going to show them their mistake. They're going to realize what that they've done. That they themselves destroyed their good, their bounty, their source of good. And the ones that are going to deny are going to die. And the ones that are going to accept that shame, that's going to be a huge insulting, huge disgrace for the non-Jews. To see what that they've done to Am Yisrael for years. To who? To the source of good, to the source of light, to the children of Hashem, to Hashem, to the one that were holding the Torah of Hashem. When they're going to realize that, they're going to remove the skin of their faces from shame. They will look for graves to dig for themselves, to bury themselves alive because of the disgrace. The one that's going to accept tshuva are going to be saved. And the one that will going to deny and going to keep on fighting, going to die. They're going to die. They cannot stand in that light. They're going to die. The light is going to be pleasant for us and fire for them. Same light. Which light? Light of Hashem. What it means, the light of Hashem? That Hashem is good. That Hashem is here. That Hashem is listening to the tefillot. That Hashem loves you. That Hashem wants to hear your prayers. That Hashem is accepting every goodwill that you have. That the will counts. That the will counts, counts. The will is important. The will is the light of your neshama. That she wants Hashem, that you want Hashem, that you don't care about food. You don't care about drinks. You don't care about money. You don't care, really, the truth inside. You don't care. Really, you don't care. You have your yetzer hara, you have your fears, your anxieties, your habits. All right. Those are just curtains. Those are just husks, coverings. On the huge light that you have inside, believe in yourselves. Believe that you have a neshama, neshama, neshama inside. A soul is part of God. It's God Himself lives inside of you. Asuli mishkan veshachanti betocham. Make a mishkan inside of you, and I'm going to be there. Hashem is inside of you. Hashem is inside of you. Hashem is talking from you, from inside of you. When you go to give a chizuk to someone else and you're talking, how many people told me, I feel that Rabbeinu is talking through my mouth, through my throat. How it happens? Because Rabbeinu is the source of your neshama. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of your neshama. It's really Moshe Rabbeinu that is talking through your throat. It's really Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev that is talking through your throat. Just believe in yourself that you're also a vessel to contain that light. That you also a vessel to contain that light. Every righteous person that you feel, that you love him, that you're connected to him, he's talking through your mouth. He's working through your organs. It's written in all of the books. In all of the books, through all of Hasiduyot, even the Litvak believes in those things. That the Hasidim, the Tzaddikim, they have powers to go and to make Ibur and to enter into souls. No one can contradict the books of Arizal and Rabbi Chaim Vital. No one can argue with those books. Everyone believes in that. They have huge powers, those righteous people. And they're addressing us. They were crying not to come down to this generation. They were crying. They were afraid not to come. And we were brave enough to come. We had that merit to come. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in fire of lust and desires. And by that we build an armor. And with that armor today, we can stand in all of the tests. If now they're going to take you and put you in the beach in front of naked women, it's going to change something in your life? Nothing. You're going to say, disgraced. What am I doing here? And you're going to look for a first bus to Jerusalem. Take a Hasid, an FFB, put him in that beach. You lost that boy. You lost him. He doesn't have those vessels to survive one day. This is it. He's going back to the shul and he sees movies. He sees movies in his mind. This is it. He's lost. What's going to happen to you if I'm going to put you in a discotheque? You're going to laugh. You're going to all look like monkeys. What are you doing? Apes jumping all over the place. And you're going to go out. Maybe you're going to save someone. You're not going to drink a beer. You're not going to look at a woman. You will not going to care. Why? Because you've been there. So this is a gift? Yes, it's a gift. Hashem is wiser than us. He knows exactly what we need to go through to build vessels, to have weapons, to conquer this world. And if you don't believe that Am Yisrael is going to conquer it, so what are you doing? So join another nation. Go with the succeeders. Go with the winners. Go join I don't know who. When the United States is falling, so I don't know who you're going to join to, but what you're going to do. Iraq, maybe. Iran. Saudi Arabia. I don't know. No, I have nothing, and we have Hashem. If we're not going to believe in what that we have, that we inherit, a huge inherit from Abraham, from Yitzhak, from Yaakov, we have a promise. Hashem made an oath, gave us His word. This is it. This is Zocher Chasdei Avot. Remember the kindness of the fathers, the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them. And we're going by that power. They're backing us up. They are behind us. This is the wind that is pushing us. If you want to connect yourself to a certain machine, to a certain power, you cannot connect yourself face to face. Because then you're going to be the back of that machine. You want your face to be in front. So you need to put yourself with the back. Means that they're pushing you. You believe in yourself. You become to be in front. This is how a simple soldier can become to be an officer in one day. He can be a general in one day. Why? Because in the middle of the war, suddenly he decided that he's going to make a brave action. And he's going to run in front. And he's going to fight. And he conquered that war. And he became to be the general. Who was he before? No one knew about him. Every one of us can be that person. Everyone. And if you think that it's me, you're stupid. It's you. It's not me, it's you. It's you. If you're stupid enough to think that I'm talking about myself, so I don't know if you have hope. I'm talking about you. About you. That you have that hope. Believe in yourself, not in me. In you. Believe in you. That Hashem is talking with you. That Hashem is talking with you. With you, with you. With every one of you. With all of the world. With everyone. Hashem loves us. Hashem is with us. I'm not talking about myself. I don't care about myself. I really sacrificed myself a long time ago. Like my Rebbe, Baruch Hashem. I don't care. I've been insulted thousands of times. I don't care about it. It's all for you, that you're going to believe in yourself. Stop whining. Believe that you have enormous powers to go and conquer the world. No one can do it alone. Not Rabbi Brody, not Rav Shalom Arush, not I don't know who, not Rav Berland, no Rabbi David Chaim Stern. No one. No one can succeed alone. How are Rav going to do it? Now he's in Vienna. Where is Vienna on the map? You cannot find Vienna. Where is he? 5 days he's in Vienna. Where is Rav Shalom? Lost in Vienna. Where is Rav? Need thousands of him. We need him in Vancouver. We need him in New York. We need him in LA. We need him in Miami. We need him in South Africa, in Johannesburg. We need him in Egypt. We need him to bring people that are stuck. There are people today, Jews live in Iran. Crazy. There are Jews community in Iran. Poor people live in Iran. Jews. Can be more stupid than that. I don't know. Poor people. Need to go down to bring them. What? America. You live in America, you're right.
Berlin.
Have to save those people. Have to go. To cover the world. How are we going to do that? Through phones. Through internet. Through classes. Through emails. Through I don't know what. However, Boholam created that net. Maybe that this is the solution. Maybe for that he created the internet. Maybe this is the solution. Everyone should do. Everyone can do. Everyone will do and everyone will succeed. Thank you very much for that.